to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also, Mr. Floor at mrfloor.com, AWM Construction at awmroofing.com, and Fast Signs, it's 80 at fastsigns.com. And we're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you can't tell, we're broadcasting live right now from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. And Fuzzy Robbie's here.
Fuzzy Puppy.
Why don't you turn on your...
Yeah. Fuzzy Puppy is here.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, sweetie.
And Kevin's here. Sammy. Trixie's over here. And Rich still stayed... He stayed south for this one.
Yes. Well, it was
Rich,
short
this
notice.
This was the one you should have been
You weren't going to be broadcasting it originally.
No. And that was last week we finally found out we were doing this.
This is awesome.
So we are located right in front of Sketchbook Brewery, and we're also
probably
here
just
in part-
as well I'm not there then.
Yeah.
Because I would be broadcasting live from inside Sketchbook Brewery.
Yeah, and we've got enough cord to do that. I mean, we can get you in there. That's not a problem.
I love good microbrews.
And also... Yeah, so we've got Sketchbook Brewery, we've got Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, and that's fastsigns.com. The Firehouse Grill, which is down the street a little bit.
Yes, they're going to be coming by later to chat with us.
Yep, and then Century 12 theaters, movie theaters. We've got free passes for that. We've got stuff to give away for Sketchbook, Firehouse Grill, Fast Signs.
Plenty of stickers, plenty of pens and stuff, so yep. I mean, if you spin poorly, then yes, you won't walk away with something. But we got plenty of stuff over here.
I'll give it all away because then I don't have to get.
We don't have to carry it.
Yeah, we don't have to carry it all back.
You know what?
If we give it all
I
away.
I will be here what time tomorrow?
Yeah.
You want me
o'clock.
To?
4 o'clock.
We're She'll done at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
We're done at five. Both days. We're going to be closed down at 5.
I'll be here tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Okay. You don't have to worry about having leftover stuff.
And if you come up and ask for Fuzzy Robbie, then you will get automatically win a Mighty House tape measure. So all you got to do is ask for Fuzzy Robbie, and you'll automatically win.
Nice.
No spin needed.
Can Fuzzy Puppy come up and ask for Fuzzy Robbie? Just say, I just want to see Fuzzy Robbie, and you'll get a tape measure.
Well, okay. There we go. See? There we go. It's rolling.
That's Fuzzy Robbie right there. That's Robbie.
Hi, Fuzzy Puppy. Hi, Fuzzy Puppy.
Yeah.
Ah, Ron and Rich, you guys talk. I got puppies to look at.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Aww.
All right. So we did make it back up on Facebook Live, too. So we're,
I can't
we're
find
scrolling
it.
Through there.
I need people to let us know. Email me if we're there.
Yes, sir. We are there.
It. I don't know. Every time I look at it, it's kind of frozen.
It's freezing.
Okay. I'm just...
Yeah, bump, 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 see?
But why?
Okay, there we go. We got rid of her now. She's in front of a computer, so she's confused. So that's it. She gets completely distracted by that. So,
right.
Reggie, come on over, man. Our new neighbors, you know, in the first hour we were talking about getting to know your neighbors. And the first thing is you just make fun of them on the air until they come over and talk to you.
Right?
I think that's, and then you ask him, it's like, dude, where'd you get that shirt?
And the matching watch.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a matching watch.
What is this?
Oh, wow. Oh, look
if
at that.
If you squeeze it hard enough, it changes color.
Oh, it does not.
Oh, look at that. There you go.
I guess I can't, none of us are strong enough.
Come on.
Mine's not changing.
Oh, there's a thing in there you gotta click. Yeah, there you go.
See, come on, Robbie.
You have to do it from the right angle?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that this is radio,
yes,
but we're all just obsessed with these.
And Trixie's on Facebook Live there, if you happen to.
There she is. Trixie, I see you on Facebook Live. Reggie,
yes,
can
you turn
help
around,
me?
Trixie.
You
have
to, if you hit it like that,
see?
Oh.
You have to use a little muscle.
Get that mic right up in there.
Come on, use a little muscle.
Who are you?
I'm Reggie Phillips.
Go ahead.
Okay, there you go.
I'm Reggie Phillips, and I'm here talking about educating people about the smart meter for ComEd and some of the benefits that comes along with it, and also the solar panels.
Do you have to have a smart meter?
It's beneficial to have a smart meter simply because of the benefits that comes with it. You have a peak time savings program that comes along with that.
So if you have an electric car, you're charging your electric car,
yes,
and you have a smart meter, then you're paying by the, what's that, like you pay by the hour then instead, right?
Kilowatts.
Yeah, but you're paying current rates.
Yes.
So
yes,
it fluctuates. The price fluctuates.
Yes, yes.
But you charge your car at night, and so you charge your car for free then.
Right. with our peak time savings program that comes along with having a smart meter, the peak time hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And what we do is we ask you not to use a lot of electricity during those hours,
mm-hmm,
because a lot of people are using it then. And if you do what we suggest you to do, we give you a benefit. We give you a earned credit back on your electric bill.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because I've got the smart meter and I've got the real time pricing stuff set up.
Right.
And it saves, I don't know, I think it's about 20% I've been saving the past couple of years.
We've seen people save up all the way up to like $15 a month in our electricity bill.
Yeah, no, it's...
So that's a good savings for over a year.
And that helps you guys out too, though, doesn't it?
Yes,
yes. Because it helps you manage the power that you're putting out. And I mean, on a bigger scale, it helps manage everything.
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
So, not with the microphone,
what are you,
Robbie.
That's not...
I know. That's the beauty of Robbie.
So you just,
I don't
do,
care.
You just do whatever.
Right?
I see you with your feet out earlier today.
Oh, I know. My husband said really professional.
I'm like, wow.
Why not? It's a beautiful day.
It is.
We can't get her to talk into the microphone much either.
Ron says, you're not getting off that easy. I'm like, fire me. No. Reggie, what is your position over there?
I am a BA today.
You're not bad.
Hey, Ron, I don't think your mic is on.
Oh, wow. I'm a brand ambassador today, so I educate everybody.
What are you tomorrow?
I'm off tomorrow. It's Father's Day.
Yay!
So I have tomorrow off.
So you know.
I know quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know quite a bit.
Because you're a BA.
Because I'm a BA. they train us very well. We go to the Havas building downtown Chicago for like a 4-hour training every year. And they keep us updated on everything pretty much. So you can't complain about it.
And you have, so did you guys talk about the solar panels that he has while I was playing with this?
Not yet.
Okay. You have solar panels.
Yes.
And you're showing us what about them, that we can buy them from you?
You cannot buy them.
You can come out and install them for us?
No, we have suggestions for people who want to get them.
Okay.
We, there's like 8 companies that we, that deal with us. So we can't tell you who to go to, but we can, point out some good people to send you to get the solar panels installed.
Right. And
we
if you go
too.
On the there there's it's a license. You also need a license to do the installation in the state of Illinois, so you can go to the website, state website and find that out.
And a lot of those people are on our brochures that we have passing out today.
And I think one important thing to say here is too that not everybody can automatically put them on their house. You need to call in and check with Interconnect first, and then you have to have your site approved prior to doing the installation.
You have to have it approved, and then also the size that you want, because you know you don't want one to really cover up your whole roof unless you really want to. You know what I'm saying? There's several options.
I don't need shingles then, man.
They have new solar panels that are shingles.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yep. So. you check with ComEd, and they'll approve the site, and then you can do the installation, and then you get the net metering, and you get that all tied together, and it saves a bunch of money, and there are a bunch of new programs coming out too now with the state. So
we have a thing called a program, not a thing. We have a program. We have a program called the Home Assessment, and what they do is they come into your household and they take out all of your old power strips. They give you new. They just strip your whole house of all the old energy efficient things and give you brand new light bulbs, the Nest, everything, anything you can ask for, and it's all free.
The LED bulbs. Is that what we call them?
We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back with Reggie from ComEd right after this.
Mighty House will return.
Yeah, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
And he Skypes in.
Nice.
He used to live here in Chicago, and then he dumped us.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're on air, and we're just yapping to each other.
Yeah.
We're always the heck out of Ron when we...
The beauty of live radio.
Live at Mighty House. The train is off the tracks. It's piled up in the corner at this point. Yeah, it's done. We're broadcasting live from the Custis Street Fair in Evanston, and it's brought to you by FNCU.org and the Firehouse Grill, Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, and Sketchbook Brewery, which is right behind us. So right after the show, I think we're going to go knock on the door and get some beer. So that. Fresh beard. What do you think, Reggie?
Reggie told me he's going to sing.
I have to work.
Oh, you got to
work. You told me you were going to sing after the commercial break.
What song? What song?
Oh, I just completely froze. Ron.
Yeah?
No, I was just joking.
No, you weren't. You were going
to
sing.
No, I don't know how to sing.
You got nice pipes, I could tell.
Yeah? See, look at it. Yeah.
Let's go on with the
That's right.
Okay, and I'll think of
a song.
Anybody on Facebook? Please, just put a song up there that you want.
You'll never find.
Go ahead.
I don't know the rest. I just know that's a good verse right there. Just the three words.
That's all you know.
That is great.
I was your backup.
A love like mine. Is that what I...
That's nice.
Someone who cares about you.
Like I do.
Like I do.
Reggie will be at the Firehouse Grill later doing karaoke.
The tips.
That's right. And Reggie was working for ComEd. I don't know. After this interview, you may not. I apologize if you lost your job.
I'll just come over here with you guys.
Okay, there you go. So go ahead. So we were talking there about the smart meter.
Yes.
And some people are nervous about the smart meter, and they're concerned about I've seen some stuff where they're worried about the radio waves that are coming off of it and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, that's hilarious.
How does all that work?
The radio.
I know it's hilarious.
The waves that are coming off the smart meter are less than the waves you have on your cell phone.
So that cell phone you're sticking right next to your head,
right,
has more than the meter that's on the back of your house.
Yes, yes.
That you're several hundred feet away from.
Yes, yes. And a lot of people are scared. You know, I've worked several events for ComEd. I've been at malls and everything, and I had a lady come up to me and say, "This is Big Brother spying on me," and all types of stuff like that. You know, people read a lot of negative articles about the smart meter, but none of it's true.
God love the internet.
Yeah,
yeah.
They saw it online. It has to be true.
Right.
So we don't need to worry about wrapping the meter in aluminum foil or anything like that.
No. These meters have been tested before they even hit your house.
Right. And so that part's okay. So you don't need to worry about that. I've gotten a lot of emails and stuff over the past couple of years when they were rolling these out. Is this really an issue? It's not an issue. Go ahead and have it installed. The other nice thing about that is you guys now, if the power goes out of the house, you guys know right away.
We know right away, and if the smart meter is so smart, it takes energy from somewhere else and pulls it to, you don't have to make the phone call anymore.
Right.
We automatically know, and it jumps to another wave to get you guys, you know, power right back up.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, Robbie.
Can the train be off the track still?
Sure, go ahead.
Because we have requests for Minnie the Moocher.
I never.
You know, Rich, sing a little of Minnie the Moocher.
Minnie the Moocher?
No.
Let me hear it.
Heidi, 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 hi, hoody, ho. You know that song.
Oh, no.
This here's a story about.
I haven't seen that since the Blues Brothers. No. That was when it was a new release.
Here.
How old are they?
Tim guy. I don't know. He sounds really, really old.
Yeah.
He sounds
for that song?
He sounds ugly, too.
For that song, he's probably
heidi, heidi. Sonar, you know Minnie the Moocher.
No.
Yeah, everybody knows Minnie the Moocher.
I don't know. I've heard it, but I don't like it.
Heidi, heidi,
heidi. I've heard it.
And then everybody sings along. Right. Why do I think it was in Blues Brothers? It was in...
Yeah.
There,
yeah.
You know that song.
I know it, but I just don't
heidi, 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 heidi.
Yeah,
now you
up.
Sing it. Hody, 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 hody,
hody, hody, hody, hody, hody, hody, hody, hody, hody, hody.
Why do we bother?
Heidi, ho, heidi, ho, heidi, hey, 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 hey.
I'm sorry. You can put the train back on whatever track you need. I love this. This is so much fun.
She, that's all she does is derail this, you know, the show.
I'm sorry, Rich. You should have been here.
So, Rich, did you have a question for Reggie there, too, or were you just making a comment?
No, I forgot.
You forgot. After that.
Yes, I think I forgot.
Yeah. All right. So we've got light bulb programs from ComEd, right? Yes. You can call up. Does it cost anything for someone if they want to call up and get an energy audit from you guys?
No.
Does that cost
absolutely
anything?
Free. Absolutely free.
So then you'll come through and automatically change light bulbs?
What happens is we come through with a big truck full of supplies.
Ooh. Really?
Yes.
So it's like the hardware store pulling up.
Yes,
right in this town.
Yes. Yeah, we have a big truck full of supplies, and we come through your house, and we take out all your old stuff and bring you brand new stuff.
What's your
totally free.
What's your personal number?
I give it to you when we get off the air.
Who do people call?
I have all the brochures over here. I'll give you some.
But some people can't come to the fair.
Okay.
So who do we call to get this?
I'll tell you the 800 number.
Okay.
The by phone, you call 844-852-0347. Mm-hmm. And online, you go to visitcomed.com/PTS.
Okay, and I just say, I want all the free stuff?
No, you can't say that.
But that's what
I
want.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a BA.
No, I can tell you are. You are an original BA. You can't do that. You have to ask for it.
I have to say, I want an energy audit.
You want a home.
Home.
Assessment.
Assessment.
Home assessment.
Yes.
Now, does it matter the size of your home?
No. Doesn't matter.
What if you got 100 can lights?
Hey, that's what they.
That's
they
what
said.
They want.
They said they was gonna take care of you.
Okay, so
they've done a great job at it. I worked an event like maybe 3 months ago, and I ran into a guy, and I told him about it. He didn't believe me,
mm-hmm.
And I happened to see him again in Orland Park.
Yeah,
and he came up to me. He was like, Charles, Reggie, you weren't lying. I said, I told you. And he said, yeah, they're coming out next week with all of my supplies and take care of my whole house. So,
yeah.
I mean, they do what they say they're going to do.
Did anybody notice he just changed his name on us?
Well, yeah. My name is, can you say my real name?
No, using Reggie,
you can't
right?
say your real name.
Okay, so we're going to use Reggie.
You can say your real name.
What are you playing with me
for? Why did you say your name is Reggie, but it's Charles?
It's Charles Reginald, and I didn't like Reginald when I was little. I didn't like Charles when I was little. So they started calling me Reggie.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call you Chuck.
Oh, I don't like that one either.
Then I'm going to sit over here. Okay, I'm sorry. You were wrapping it up.
Yes, I was trying. No, I was trying.
So trying.
Yeah, still trying. So then you call up. You can get the energy audit or what you call it, the
home assessment.
Do they also take care of the thermostat? Because you guys are always pushing the Nest.
Bring you a new thermostat.
They bring you a Nest.
They're smart ones.
Right,
a Nest,
right.
And there's another one.
They don't bring you the Nest. They bring you another one.
Okay. But if you did buy a Nest, there's a discount then, isn't
yes,
there?
All of the discounts are also listed in my pamphlets over here also. So.
Yeah, and if you want to change your own light bulbs, there's programs at the different lighting stores and stuff like that.
Lowe's, all of the... hardware stores.
Right. Idlewood Electric is one where we buy stuff a lot of. Mm-hmm. In Highland Park, we buy all our electrical supplies there. And
yes.
We always get the discounts because you got it's already pre-applied
right,
at the store.
Right.
So that's good. So if you want to do it yourself and you don't want to have ComEd walking through your house, then you can do it yourself and still save.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. So I think that's really cool. You can really lower your electric bill.
Oh, yes.
And people think, well, it's just light bulbs, but It makes a big difference.
Yeah. Especially if you have a big house.
Yeah.
You know, and you have kids that leave lights on and
what?
Adults that also leave lights on and can't sleep at night.
No, when you come home at 9 o'clock at night,
and leave
every
your cell
light
phone
on itself?
Plugged in overnight.
I do.
If you're one of those people. I think so.
Are you in my bedroom at night?
No, but
you'd be careful.
You look like a cell phone charger overnighter. All day.
I got to get back to watching you. Here we go. There, I'm watching you now.
All right, so
Reggie, what was that phone number again? It was 844.
Yes. 844-852-0347. You know, it's a lot of fun here.
0347, Robbie?
Yes.
0347. We really appreciate Reggie coming by and telling us and giving us.
And the most important question, where'd you get that shirt? We want a shirt.
Come on, you can do it.
Reggie, can you give up a couple of shirts? Well,
give me a size off air, and I'll see what I could do.
Yeah, nobody, you don't want our sizes on air.
Nobody will know. I'll see what I could do tomorrow.
A 2X, 1X, yeah. I don't care. I'll take it.
You like these?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an upgrade from what we used to have.
Yeah. These are nice for going to the gym, working out.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, what size shirt you need?
That's always extra large. Yeah.
Extra large. Rich will do an extra large.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
All right. ComEd and the
I got my phone number. You can call.
I don't have the phone number. He's kidding. I don't have his phone number.
And what's the website again for more information?
The website is visitcomed.com.
Visitcomed.com.
/ PTS.
Can I do my...
/PTS.
All right, Reggie. There you go.
And also, there's a lot of different backslashes.
Come back. I'm sorry. So, Reggie's our new Robbie. Okay. All right, we'll just keep right on going here. That's cool.
That's
Robbie.
Right.
Robbie, come here, please.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So if you can't.
I need you.
If you can't tell, we're at the Custer Street Fair, and thanks to Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, the Firehouse Grill, Sketchbook Brewery, Century 12 Movie Theaters. We've got free passes and a bunch of stuff to give away here. We've got some Dave Ramsey books to give away, so if you want to learn how to manage your money better, grab a Dave Ramsey book, and that'll get you pointed in the right direction. We also need to say thanks to Evanston Lumber for parking their parking lot and not have to...
And for wearing... We have their shirts.
Yeah, we've got Evanston.
So, if you want us to wear ComEd shirts...
Yeah, you can keep those shirts.
That's it. So,
yeah.
Bob...
A ComEd shirt would go right over there.
Bob over at Evanston Lumber said, yeah, no, you can park in our parking lot. Because the parking they gave us was like 6 blocks away and on the wrong side. And
it's actually closer.
No, I don't think it's closer. Yeah. Okay. I don't think...
I've walked them both.
And also, you know, with that, they've got a new studio they're building over there, a showroom for their Marvin window, and they're having a design gallery down here along with the one that's up in Lake Bluff. So say thanks to Bob for letting us use his parking lot there.
Century 12 Movie Theater for giving us movie theater tickets to give away.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks, Reggie.
No
problem.
Thanks, Reggie.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And we're broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston, and we are at Chicago and Washington right there on the corner. And you'll find us over here. And it's brought to you, in part, we're out here today, thanks to Fast Signs of Lincolnwood. Just go to @fastsigns.com. Also, the Firehouse Grill, and he stopped by earlier. He might come back with some food. He told Robbie he was going to feed
her. Did you get some truffle fries?
Truffle fries? No, not yet. We did. Also, Sketchbook Brewery, which is right behind us, and Century 12 Movie Theaters. And we've got free passes to all of those different venues. So if you stop out, ask for Kevin, and he'll give you a spin of the wheel, and you can win one of those things. Also got some Dave Ramsey books out here. So if you're looking to figure out how to manage your money a little bit better, Dave Ramsey's got a great book to help you out there. So nice. A lot of free stuff, all at the Custer Street Fair here in Evanston today and tomorrow. So if you can't make it down before 10 o'clock this morning and see us, all the other shows will be out here, too. So Gina will be here later, and then 312 Sports. And then tomorrow we got –
we got Novak tomorrow.
What about Mike? Is Mike Jackson coming down?
No.
And he's not going to
be here that early.
Oh, he's not coming down
I'm
that
not
early.
I'm not doing 2, 7 o'clock.
Oh,
six,
no?
Right?
Okay.
No, I just do that for you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Kev. So then Mike Novak will be down here tomorrow. He'll probably have some dirt and plants and stuff around it. That he'll be showing
knowing
you
him,
how
yes.
to properly play. Yes, exactly. So, and then Richie Z will be down here. And then after that,
playtime
with Bill Turk and Kerry Kendall.
Yep.
That'll be a zoo going on down here. Because they bring a crowd, boys.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, so that's where we're at. Robbie,
mm-hmm.
Are you having fun today?
I am having a blast. I'm going to go back and put my feet up because it was extremely professional.
And your new best friend, Rob, Reggie?
Yes.
From next door? What do you mean?
Well, you don't like when I do that.
What? Using them. All you got to do is tap it on
it
the.
It wasn't.
Yes, it does. ComEd gave us these balls that have little LED lights that bounce in here.
They're called LED lights.
LEDs. So.
Potato, right, everybody?
Exactly. So if you've recently needed to update your computer and you bring it home and you set it up and you plug it in, what happens now, Rich? Before it used to take like a month and you'd have to call your nephew to come out and help you figure out how to set it up.
Right.
But how did it work for you? Because you ended up just getting a new one, right?
Yeah, I just got. You noticed Skype just dropped out, so we're good.
Oh, there it goes. Yep, you just did.
Yeah, but anyway, so I got you on Facebook, but. I just got a new computer this week, and I was just laughing because I, brought it in the back in the office, and I, take it out of the box, and I'm thinking to myself, I tell the wife I'm going to go in the back and work on that, and she's like rolling her eyes, like, see you in the morning.
Right.
And
exactly.
Literally out of the box, you connect it to the internet, and you turn the thing on, and actually, it was funny. It set itself up basically because now everything's connected to the internet where. Used to be everything needed a driver. Do you have the disk that came with that? And then you're looking through
right.
all this stuff. It was such a hassle. It's crazy how easy it is now.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It was just funny.
You don't need the program disks anymore or anything. It just
nothing.
Rolls. And so they set up a lot easier now. And the processor's a lot faster. So, everything connects a little bit quicker. And,
that guy, what they call the quad core architecture. So it's like, it's almost like four processors. So now I've been doing Skype. I can do everything all on the same computer and there's no lag.
Amazing.
It is actually.
How expensive was that versus the last one you bought?
Actually, it was still almost a grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's depending on what you buy, like for the better processors and that. I was shocked that some of the desktops now, some of them are like $3,000.
Oh, wow.
But they have liquid-cooled processors now and stuff that are, available for home use, which is really nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We've got, I think the last one, I just bought a little cheapy desktop one. I think I spent $300 on it. And, it connects to the internet, does everything I need to do. But it was one of those that's just a tablet, that's like all in one.
Well, they've got some really good like crossovers or the 2-in-1s, I think is what they're called. The ones that HP has a thing called a Yoga.
Right.
But essentially, you can get a really good computer nowadays for maybe $300-$400.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what you need for
and all that.
Yeah, I only spent the extra money. Obviously, whatever you can afford is buy the best you can, because it's going to be outdated in no time. So, like the processors right now, the i3 is out there, Pentium i3. And then I went up to the i7, and they make a 9. And the 9, that's the one that's really ridiculously expensive. But if you're a big-time gamer or something like that, you need
those are just the model numbers, too. You can get the same processing speed out of an i5 that you can get out of an i7.
Right.
So you can
he's here?
It turbo clocking and all that other jazz. So, yeah, nowadays computers are so cheap. And even for a home computer, you get a computer that just controls all of your smart devices, so you got one place to do everything.
That's it.
Well, that's really cool. So that's actually why I did this, cause, and then also starting with a clean slate, because my old computer had all my old business stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I just, all that stuff is unnecessary now. It's never going to get faster. But I used to have to do the show with Skype on a tablet, and then I would do the Lucy Light through the computer. I'm doing all of it right now through the computer with less delay, and I mean, it's crazy how much better it is.
Excellent. Yeah, it's cool. All right, hey. Yeah, I know. Something just happened when you signed back on. After we're talking about how great the computer is, the sound just dropped off really bad.
Oh, that's probably
when we signed back
in
the Skype.
Oh.
Or I don't know if you got to mute something there or not.
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, Ben just showed up. Mr. Haircut.
I'm here.
Whoa.
Yeah, check it out. He had his ears lowered.
The woodsman is semi-retired.
Okay.
5 minutes.
All right. Hey, Robbie. Go ahead. Derail the show a little bit more. You got 10 minutes.
Okay.
Turn on your mic. It works better.
I have a whole 10 minutes to derail the show.
Yes.
Because this is what I just found.
Okay.
First of all, there's a gentleman sitting next to me.
Uh-huh.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Pat Fowler.
Pat Fowler. Okay. And you are the...
I'm the owner of the Firehouse Grill just down the street.
And that is amazingly awesome because you are responsible for me being here.
Oh, well, how is that?
In part.
Well, because you're one of the sponsors here.
Oh, that's
of
true.
The radio show, right?
Very true.
So here's the funny thing that nobody knows about. Kevin doesn't know this. Sonar doesn't know this. Ron, Rich, they don't know this.
What's this going to be about me, right?
It is going to be all about you.
Okay.
Because on Facebook Live, somebody said to me, oh, is that Patrick Fowler that's going to be in from Firehouse? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's my buddy.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, okay, provide me with the personal information.
I'm nervous now. Right. Everybody's got some cobwebs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so apparently you and my buddy Tim have a lot of cobwebs, let's just say.
Tim Layden?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Just call him right out. Yeah. But he told me, he's like, oh, my gosh, that's my buddy. And I'm like, well, keep watching because he's going to be on soon.
Hey, Tim.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so how long have you owned Firehouse?
Just since last year, October of last year.
You took it over from previous owners? Or
yes.
Because I've been there several times. Unbelievable. Been in there for lunch. If I stop over for Evanston Lumber to pick something up, I'm like, oh, I'm by Firehouse Grill. I'm going to stop there for lunch.
There you go.
And it's always great, a great menu of stuff. Just kind of give us a quick rundown of this, some of the changes you've made since you've taken over.
Sure, yeah. So we just recently redid the interior of the dining room and the upstairs event space. So did some upgrades. We have a new bar in, a new menu as well.
Ooh. Menu talk.
I had you at menu.
Yeah, menu. Okay.
We have a lot of the good stuff from the past, from the last menu, but mm-hmm. we've added pizza, which we'll be serving today here at Custer Street Fair.
Very nice.
Everybody's excited. Who doesn't like some pizza?
There was a rumor you have like the bar pretzels, the hot pretzels.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Okay, tell me about those. What kind of dips do you have with those?
We have an excellent beer cheese sauce. We have a garlic sauce with it. They're fantastic. Great bar snack food.
And you're open at what time for these pretzels? We're off at 10.
You've got plenty of time. You've got all day. We open at 10, so that's perfect.
I'll be there for pretzels. I'm not kidding. I'll be there for pretzels. I'm sorry. What else do you have?
Well, we've got fantastic burgers. Everybody knows us for our burgers, other salads and sandwiches. We've got a southern chicken sandwich that's very popular. It comes on a waffle bun.
That's only the chickens that come from what, south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. You can't use, for southern, that southern chicken, you can't use one from like Minnesota.
Correct.
You were talking about derailing? Yeah. off the track. We're having a conversation
here.
Because the personal question, you're pretty young, aren't you? Now we're going personal.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your definition of young, but sure.
Younger than me.
Okay, well.
That's a lot of people.
So how do you own a bar? How are you so young and own a bar? Restaurant?
You know, it takes a lot of work.
Is it a family business?
It is not a family business, just me and one other partner that I have. So.
Is he a partner of yours in another location?
He is, yeah. We also own the Candlelight Restaurant in Rogers Park.
Yes, which is another lovely. And that's been a long time. You guys have owned that for a long time.
Yeah, well, the Candlelight's been around since the 50s. But, you know.
You don't look that old, man. You're
I'm on the younger.
Aging well.
Yeah, that's what the bar business will do to you. You age real well.
Oh, because you're only up at night. So you sleep all day. You're never really in the sun.
Exactly, yeah. You just eat pizza and drink beer, so it's fantastic. For your aesthetics.
Great diet.
That's
so.
It.
Does the firehouse retain qualities from the firehouse? I'm getting to the home improvement kind
of
stuff.
No, no, no. You got one minute.
You said I had 15 minutes.
And I know.
That was
burnt it up.
14 Sorry. Minutes ago.
We absolutely do. So the firehouse itself is obviously was an Evanston firehouse way back when. One unique characteristic, since we're running short on time, I'll share what I think is most interesting. The stairwells in the firehouse. They're all spiral stairs going up to the second floor in the basement. And the reason for that is the firefighters used to sleep on the ground level. And there were horses that brought the fire trucks around. Horses can't go up spiral stairs.
There you go.
Was
right.
there a problem
we'll
with
back.
The horses were
we'll
going to go
right
up?
Okay,
we'll
be
Mighty House will return.
Broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And we're broadcasting live from the Custer Street Fair in Evanston, brought to you in part by Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, Firehouse Grill, Sketchbook Brewery, Century 12 Movie Theaters, and we have Robbie's new best friend.
Yes!
That, you know, Reggie.
Matt doesn't know that he's... Reggie, I'm sorry. Reggie was my new best friend last hour. I'm sorry. I have a new best friend.
You got to move over, Reggie.
You know
sorry.
What? Patrick has food. He's Firehouse Grill. He hasn't given me anything yet, but...
Yeah, you need electric, though.
A ball. Yeah, you gave me a ball. I haven't seen the T-shirt yet. Yeah. I'm going to walk over there.
Look at Reggie calling me out. All right, I got to get some pizza over here.
So Reggie from ComEd, we're at the Custer Street Fair.
Yes.
I got to tell you guys, this is so much fun.
Yep.
Reggie's giving away balls.
Yep.
And information about how you can get free stuff from ComEd. Patrick is selling pizza.
Right.
Amazing pizza.
Not only at the you got a booth on top of the restaurant down there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got a booth over here and then the restaurant just down the street.
Yep.
Your booth is not at your restaurant?
No. I wish we thought of that. No, it's not.
You did think of it, but they said no.
Well, Robbie, I wish we met yesterday because I could have got ahead of all this, you know? But we just met today.
Well, you know, your buddy Tim and I were out hanging yesterday, but he didn't bother to tell me that he knew you. So we could have had all this. Tell me about the horses.
The horses.
Yes, because I don't understand how horses can walk upstairs anyway.
Yeah, no, they can't
they
walk
can't.
Up the stairs.
So that's,
but they don't need, couldn't you just have a regular staircase?
You know, that's a good point. I mean, I
if
guess
if horses
you
can't walk upstairs anyway, why do you need a spiral?
Takes up less space.
You know, just for some...
Yes,
takes
space.
Up less space, so the horses could...
Assurances, too.
Yeah, assurances.
That
yeah.
they wouldn't walk up the stairs.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Extra protection. Spiral.
Okay.
So it was.
So,
I was
told to derail you a little bit more.
Oh,
if
sorry.
It couldn't be derailed anymore. There's something. What's going on tonight at the Firehouse Grill? There's like some special event or something.
Oh yeah, we got some karaoke going on in
Robbie's
the second floor event space.
Family karaoke.
Family karaoke from 5 to 8. Then after 8, we'll bring the lights down a little bit. We'll do adults only until 11 o'clock.
That's when Reggie comes out. And
he's going to sing Minnie the Moocher.
Minnie the Moocher.
8 o'clock.
You a karaoke guy?
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's got pipes.
He is now.
Fantastic. 8 o'clock.
Can
adult
I?
Karaoke just down the street at the Firehouse Grill.
He was doing some Barry White stuff earlier.
Of course. We got to feed you before we get
that's
you up
it.
There.
See? There you go.
And yeah. I think he needs a little drink before he starts singing in front of people.
We got that too, Reggie. He's working. A lot of drinks over there.
See? There you go. Firehouse Grill, what's the address?
750 Chicago Avenue, just south of the Custer Street Fair.
That's right.
And how did it happen that you are a sponsor of this wonderful radio program?
It's Kevin's fault, I think.
Yeah, it's because Kevin and I had too much fun at the bar at the firehouse. And we started talking, and we just decided.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
That's right.
And I wouldn't be a good wingman if I didn't ask, married?
Engaged.
And congratulations. Okay,
thank
then
you.
I can't be, you know, setting you up.
What? Well, you already got somebody figured out for him? Is what you're planning this?
You know how I am.
Yeah.
I think Reggie might be the most eligible bachelor on Chicago Avenue today.
Is he?
If
I don't know.
If you were going in that direction,
I think
Reggie
He's
might
not.
Be the guy.
He's
up.
More
we're in
you?
Trouble now. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. How about your partner at Firehouse?
Pete Vernon?
Yeah.
He's an eligible bachelor from what I understand.
Is he going to be around tonight?
He will be around, but he's also running the candlelight as well. So he may pop over for a little bit.
Because, you know, I got a long list of ladies
looking
for people.
Right. So that's Robbie's new business that she's starting is Matchmaker. RobbieMatchmaker.com for
there
more
you
information.
Go. You said a long list of ladies, so the numbers are they're in our favor?
Yes.
Okay.
But you are engaged.
No, our favor, so not me. You know, just
the general.
Yeah,
yes.
Come on, Robbie. My mind's not in the gutter yet. That's once you get married that it goes in the gutter.
Is there 2 minutes left yet? 2 minutes left yet? We're close. All right, cool. All right, Firehouse Grill, today and tomorrow you got specials going on. You also have a booth here. And I just want to say thanks again for
very much.
Helping us out over here. And stopping by for a little bit. And then normal hours?
So we're open for lunch every day at 11:30, except for Mondays. We're closed on Mondays for lunch, but open for dinner. And then on the weekends, we open up Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m., serving our brunch menu.
What's your favorite food there?
Pizza.
Which pizza?
All of them. All of them.
Nice.
I'm smelling some barbecue now. All of a sudden, there's some. Yeah.
We got barbecue pizza. That's probably what it is.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
There we go.
Yep.
The grills are fired
Kevin,
up down here.
I think you could use some barbecue pizza a little bit later. I don't mind putting Pat on the spot right here and saying, can you bring down a pizza later?
I think we can make it happen.
Okay, because you can say yes and then not do it. And I'll be like, Kevin, I tried.
My plan all along. Yeah.
I like this guy.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, Reggie, I have a new BFF.
Reggie's taken anyway. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Right.
Thanks
thank
for supporting us and everybody else who has supported us here today.
Gina Woods, Open Road Radio, will be by. She'll be looking for something. And then 312 Sports. What sports show doesn't want pizza all the time, right? I mean, they'll be ready to go. So that's what's going on the rest of the day here, too. So we appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming out. All right. With that, I think we might want to start wrapping this puppy up at this point. So we are at the Custer Street Fair. And the station will be here all weekend long. They've got a bunch of free stuff to give away. So stop out, spin the wheel, and you can win something. And if you ask for Fuzzy Robbie, you will automatically win a Mighty House tape measure.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask for Fuzzy Robbie.
And I think Patrick needs a Mighty House tape measure.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick.
Can you give that to – right there. Give that to Patrick there. All right. Thanks, Ben. We're putting everybody to work for us.
I know.
So here's the thing. Fuzzy Robbie is not Ben. Fuzzy Robbie is only Sonar. So you got to be specific. So.
Oh, if you ask for Fuzzy Robbie.
Yeah. It's couldn't,
true.
It's
I
not
may
Kevin.
Not be here.
Nobody's come by yet to ask for Fuzzy Robbie, though.
No.
It's amazing because I don't know why anybody wouldn't want one of these handy-dandy tapes for their junk drawer in their house.
Somebody really came by?
The lady with the dog.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You were saying Fuzzy Child, and I was a little upset with you.
Well, I mean, what do they call them? Fur babies?
Fur baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuzzy Child.
All right. Okay. Time there, Randall?
It is. You can hear music.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I'm not hearing the music anymore. So, all right, cool. So we just need to wrap this puppy up, and let's close it out of here. You ready to go get something to eat, Robbie?
Let's go. I know where I'm going.
Yeah. We're going to go get something to eat.
Patrick!
And we're going to leave Rich in the lurch, but he's in Florida, so he'll be He'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go cook now. I'm good.
Yeah, that's it.
If we didn't, I just want to say real quick, if we didn't get to your questions, email Robbie at mightyhouse.net during the week, and we'll answer your questions.
Right. I just want to say thanks to Reggie from ComEd. He's the BA.
He is.
He is the BA over at ComEd.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And then also, who's your newest best friend here?
Patrick. From Firehouse Grill.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also Sketchbook Brewery, which is right behind us, so we'll have to go a little taste test there. And then Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, 80 at Fast Signs for more information there. Next week, I think we're going to be back in the studio. Not as much fun as today, Robbie.
This was so much fun. I would get up early to do this every week.
Be careful what you ask.
Maybe we could broadcast live from, like, Firehouse Grill.
There you go. And next week, we're going to
set it up, Kevin.
We're going to be talking with Mark Klein from Klein Tools next week, hopefully. So we've got that going on, plus another tip of the week and Clutter Clarity. Between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. And for Rich Calgill, Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.